That was wet, and that's Sweet Surrender right here on Eastpoint Radio. Hey, it's great to have the pleasure of your company on the Monday Montage programme with me, Mark Lindsay. And this time on a Monday, we have a feature which is entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we look at various venues across the East Anglian region and various events which are going to be taking place as well. And I'm hoping that as part of our Anglia In Focus feature, on the line now, joining us live on the programme, is going to be Karina Chapman, who's the premises manager from the Kirkley Centre, located at 154 London Road South in Lowestoft. A very good morning to you, Karina.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you? All right?
Yes, I'm all good, thank you.
Jolly good, jolly good. Now tell us about the Kirkley Centre. I know it's a very central venue, isn't it, in Lowestoft?
Yes, we are. So we're based on what we'd class as Kirkley High Street, so London Road South. So in amongst all the shops that are on the Kirkley area, and we're just one row back from the beach. So it's, you know, it's a lovely area. You can come and have a coffee in the air and then go and have a walk down the beach. It's a great place. We're sort of on the bus routes. We're near to the train. As I say, we're not far from the town. So, it's really good for someone if they want to just sort of come to the area and come to any groups at the centre, or even make a booking themselves to come and see us if they've got an event that, or a group or an activity that they want to run.
Yes, an ideal location, it certainly is. Now, tell us about some of the events which you offer to the local community.
Okay, well, we don't actually run the groups ourselves, but we have various organisations within the building. So we've got various tenants. So we've got Waveney Domestic Violence and Abuse Forum. So obviously they help anybody who has been within domestic abuse. We've got an ear care centre who does microsuction. So if you've got blocked ears, we've got Health Intelligence Group. They do diabetic screening, retinal screening. And that's a referred programme. We've got Mind do some counselling in the building. We've got Brave Futures, who are again are a domestic violence charity. We also work with the Kirkley People's Forum, who are a resident-led programme. They work all with volunteers, and they're set up to basically make Kirkley a better place. So they have a drop-in every Tuesday between 11 and 1. You can just pop in for a cuppa. They do a tech support group within there, so if you've got any problems with your laptop or a tablet, you just need someone to sort of talk you through how to use it, then they'll help you with that. As I say, or just come in for a cuppa. They often have counsellors in, or the community police, giving advice and guidance to local residents. They run various groups. We've got Kirkley Pocket Parks, who look after all the planters in the area. They did the mural as well. They also work with a youth group every Tuesday. We've got a photography group come in. We've got, trying to think what else we've got.
So much.
Yeah, Suffolk Sober Spaces also run a group with us. There's a peer-led aftercare group who work with, that's for people who've any form of sort of substance abuse that they've recovered from, and they can get support from people who else have gone through that. We've got True Colours, who are an LGBT plus group. We've got Kirkley Community Choir. They are here every other Wednesday. We've got I Made This come on a Monday, and they work with children 8 to 16 who are on the autistic spectrum or have other learning difficulties, and they do stop-start photography, also animation. So yeah, lots and lots going on. We've got a community kit training kitchen. So Realise Futures run quite a lot of groups, and we've got other groups who just come in and book a course. Lots and lots that go on in the centre. We're a visitor information point, so we've got lots of leaflets on what's going on in the area. We are actually run by Community Action Suffolk, who are a charity that help other charities. We're a signposting charity, so we work with lots of other charities. So if somebody comes in and says, I need help with X, Y, or Z, then we can potentially point them in the right direction to where something they can get help. We help with anything to do with a charity, really. So if you want a DBS check, insurance, IT support, so we help with website building. We can do website design, IT support, email, web hosting. So anything to do with the charity sector, we can pretty much help with. So there's an awful lot that goes on within the building.
Certainly sounds it. You are certainly a real hub in the community, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, we have lots of services who operate on a booked service as well. So they come in and do lots of things like help with advice, support. So we, you know, get everything from mind to we've got several counsellors who come in. So yeah, we've even got a little ukulele group who come in once a week. Children's ukulele
sounds
group,
great. So. Sounds great. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Now I know that you've got a very special event which you're part of in the centre of Kirkley. It's literally entitled Easter in Kirkley, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. So. The Kirkley Independent Traders, so that's all the businesses along the Kirkley High Street. They are very, very keen, obviously, for people to come down and see what they can offer. The majority are all independent businesses, so all offer unique products to, you know, that you can't get in your high, you know, your main high street. So yeah, they're running with the Kirkley People's Forum, so the Easter in Kirkley event. So we've got a craft fair going on in the Kirkley Centre. There's going to be an Easter egg trial. There's going to be a raffle in the centre. Meet the Easter Bunny. So if you've got any kids keen to come and have a picture with the Easter Bunny, yeah, come along on there. We've got Easter shop window display. So again, all the businesses are having an Easter display. Yeah, and that runs between 10 and 3 on the Easter Saturday, which is the 19th of April.
And we're looking forward to East Pointer Radio to actually being in the centre itself and broadcasting with all the help that you've been giving us to do literally that.
Yes, we look forward to welcoming you on the day, yeah.
And we're certainly looking forward to coming down there and being part of the of that wonderful Easter in Kirkley service, which you're going to be offering there on the day. So it's Saturday the 19th of April, 10 through till 3?
That's correct, yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, with all the things that's going on there at the Kirkley Centre, which you've been illustrating, I would imagine that most of the time, being where you are, literally in the centre of Lowestoft, you must have quite a few people just literally calling into the centre for information and things like that, because you know, you mentioned having leaflets and information about all sorts of organisations. So again, you're very much an information shop as well, aren't you?
We are, yeah. So because of what Community Action Suffolk does, it works with charities. And we say, as a signposting charity, we work with a lot of charities to promote what they do. Because obviously, you know, charities do an amazing service. You know, that they run so much of them. You know, what everybody needs, from mental health just to fun and games, and you know, and we promote volunteering, because volunteering can be, you know, a great step if you want to go into the world of work and you're not got any experience, or if you actually just want to do something more than your daily drudge. You can do anything to do with volunteering. There's so many organisations who are, you know, crying out for help, and they're really grateful for anything, even if it's event volunteering. So, you know, there's lots of events that are run by charities, so you can just do a day volunteering if you don't have time to do it sort of as a regular thing. So we you know, we can offer support and information on all of those sort of things as well.
Now, I know you mentioned the wonderful things that volunteers can get involved with, and where would we be without all these people who give so freely of their time to all sorts of organisations? We'd be in a real mess, wouldn't we?
We would. I mean, Kirkley itself, you know, we've got some amazing volunteers who do things like just do, you know, simple things like litter picking. You know, and the planters that are in the area, you know, they're all maintained either by the businesses or volunteers. We've got a wonderful mural just down the road from us that was actually, we had all local residents came in to the Kirkley Centre to paint pictures. That was then transferred onto a dead spot of land. That was all the all the pictures were transferred onto a board, and it looks lovely. You know, and that's all maintained locally just by people volunteering. So, the Kirkley wouldn't be the area it was if it wasn't for the local residents who step up and look after it.
Quite so. And all our people involved with East Point Radio, we are actually all volunteers as well. And many of us have been in radio for years. Some of our people have only just come into being involved with radio. So we certainly go along with the volunteering side. And it's a wonderful thing to be involved with, and the volunteers get so much out of it as well, don't they?
Yeah, we've got several volunteers ourselves at the Kirkley Centre help us run reception, and they're amazing. You know, they come in week on, you know, and just come in, just allows us to be able to get off and, you know, and do other things around the building, and they're great. You know, we couldn't do it without them. They really give us a lot of support.
Certainly. Now, this craft fair at the Kirkley Centre on Saturday the 19th of April, that's going to be quite a shop window, isn't it, I'd imagine?
Yes, as I say. So you'll have lots, obviously, various crafters from Lowestoft. You know, they'll come in and, show what they do. Again, it'll all be unique gifts. All the shops will be open to show you what they're doing. You know, we've got lots of coffee shops and places like that. You can come and have eat and drink. Hopefully it'll be a nice day. How much Kirkley's turned around.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderfully enjoyable event on Saturday the 19th of April. Now, how can people find out more about the Kirkley Centre in general? How can they get in contact and find out what's going on at the Kirkley Centre?
Okay, well, we've got a Facebook page, which is Community Action Suffolk at the Kirkley Centre. We also, as I say, we're part of Community Action Suffolk, which their website is communityactionsuffolk.org.uk. So any of the support, if there are any charities listening who think they need some support, you can go on that website. We have free membership. So we have newsletters that give lots of information about anything charity that you can sign up for. We can offer lots of support. So if you just go on the website, it's probably easier just to go on there because there's so much that we do. Have a look around there. If you want any direct information, you can email us at kirkleycentre@communityactionsuffolk.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01502 558 353.
That sounds great. I will ask you for that information again in just a few moments, if that's all right, Karina.
Yeah, of course.
Now, coming back to this event on Saturday the 19th of April, between 10 and 3, which is literally Easter in Kirkley, I see here that there's going to be an Easter egg trail run. So that's going to be good. So it's going to be very much a family event, isn't it? You know, the children can come along and enjoy it as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm not sure if there's some chocolates involved. I imagine there probably is. So,
yeah, I'd imagine there would be. So, that sounds good for a start, doesn't it? The Easter egg trail run. And there's going to be opportunities for people to have a go in a raffle, and there's fun and games, and meet the Easter bunny.
Meet the Easter bunny. So, yeah, the bunny will be about up and down the Kirkley High Street. So, yeah.
That sounds good. I think we'll have to interview the Easter Bunny at some point.
Yes, it'd be a good idea.
which sounds good, doesn't it? Now, there's the whole event is organised by the Kirkley Independent Traders and Kirkley People's Forum, I understand.
That's correct,
Sounds like they're very entrepreneurial in bringing the community together and literally using the Kirkley Centre as the hub of the community. Sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, to say that, you know, all the businesses and the residents, you know, they work really well together because, you know, they're all interested. It's their area, you know, and they want people to come and love it as much as they do. They're very keen to promote the area and what we do along, you know, in the area. Just in Kirkley, because it is a lovely place, and so close to the beach, which is, you know, having lots of work going on there. You know, it's got amazing sandy beach in Lowestoft, you know, with lots of space for everyone, and there's new cafes being built. Yeah, all looking forward.
It sounds absolutely excellent. Now, I mean, I love Lowestoft anyhow, to be honest, and I like the area and I like the people in the area. And to be honest, I've always found Lowestoft a wonderful place to come and visit. And I think you've done a very good job of promoting Lowestoft as a place to come and see.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I love Lowestoft. I've been here, you know, since I was the age of 10. So I love the area too. And as I say that. Working in the charity sector, you see all the good stuff. You know, people are very quick to point out the bad things, but there is an awful lot of good going on in Lowestoft, I say, and a lot of people who work for, you know, free just to make their area better, and the support services and say lots of things for the local residents. So definitely,
absolutely wonderful. Now, once again, the event is Easter in Kirklareth, we've been talking about, on Saturday the 19th of April, 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m. and don't forget to make sure you come in and see East Point Radio and the craft fair in the Kirklareth Centre on the day.
Definitely.
Now, can we give out those details once again, Karina, for people wanting to find out more about the Kirklareth Centre itself and how they can find out about the activities which take place as part of your community involvement?
Yeah, so as I say, you can either go on the website, which is communityactionsuffolk.org.uk, and as I say, you can find out about anything which CAS does there. You can visit our Facebook page, that's Community Action Suffolk at the Kirklareth Centre. You can email us at kirklarethcentre@communityactionsuffolk.org.uk, or you can telephone us on 01502 558 353, or if you just want to pop in, just come in and see us.
It's a wonderful, friendly place. I do know that, having been there a number of times. So thank you very much, Karina, for talking to us today here on East Point Radio as part of our feature, Anglian in Focus. It's
Thank
been
you.
Great to speak to you, and we look forward to seeing you, as I say, on Saturday the 19th of April.
Lovely. Yes, I will see you then, Mark.
See you then. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
There we've been talking to Karina Chapman, who's the premises manager at the Kirklareth Centre, which is located at 154 London Road South in Lowestoft. And for you sat navers amongst you, NR330AZ. So make sure you come along and enjoy, literally, Easter at the Kirklareth Centre and all the surrounding areas. It's going to be a wonderful day out, Saturday the 19th of April. That's all been part of our feature,
Anglia
in Focus,
here on East Point Radio.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I'd been for Cotton Eye Joe.